Most of us will remember taking a civics class at some point during our school years, or maybe you're taking one right now. It's an important topic for a lot of educators, but it doesn't get the same attention sometimes as things like math and reading. A new competition aims to get more high schoolers involved. The Wisconsin Civics Games, spearheaded by the Wisconsin Newspaper Association, makes its debut this school year. The games will start with 7 regional competitions around the state in January of next year. The winning teams will then advance to a championship round in Madison. You can find more info about competing at WisconsinCivicsGames.com. David Helpap is an associate professor of history at UW-Green Bay, one of the host sites for the regional competition in the Wisconsin Civics Games. David, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, when you heard about this idea of a high school civics competition, that your university was going to host a part of it here, what did you think? Sound like a good idea?
Yeah, absolutely. As a political scientist, we're always interested in getting students, obviously, interested in civics and encouraging them to be a part of the political process. And I think this is a fantastic way to get high school students excited about that.
That's my understanding, that students there at UW-Green Bay are going to help write questions for the civics game, so they get to be part of the fun, too. Can you give us a sense of the range of topics the high school competitors might be facing?
Well, it's certainly going to be, well, as you said, the questions are still being developed, but it is certainly going to be a broad range of topics, and those topics are going to kind of function as a foundation for broad civics education, and also I'm sure they're going to relate quite closely to the civics exams that Wisconsin high school students have to take. So it should provide a nice foundation for that, and also hopefully get them excited to participate in maybe civics classes or just civic engagement more generally when they move on to college or whatever they do following graduation.
Are there things in our school curriculum that you think need more emphasis when it comes to civics for students?
Well, you know, as you stated, there are a lot of topics that are getting attention right now: science, technology, engineering, math, which is all well and good. But at the same time, it's important to learn about civics, especially in this political environment that we currently have, which tends to be highly polarized. There's a lot of rhetoric. An inability to have a discussion about civics and politics in a very kind of civil way. So encouraging students to kind of learn the background, learn the primary information, but also get them to learn about how to have a conversation about politics and controversial issues without really attacking individuals and ideas is going to be important.
I think a lot of times when people think of politics and politicians and the law and lawyers for that matter, there's a negative connotation there, and that maybe steers people away from getting involved at the local or higher levels. Is there a way to teach these subjects that says, hey, it's not necessarily a dirty thing to be involved in?
Right, absolutely. I think teaching students kind of how to think about politics and not necessarily what to think about politics. So talking about data and fact-based research and kind of what we know from our experience in politics is an important way to do that. And also just especially at the high school level to make it fun and interactive and to get them talking about this type of subject. And I think this is something that these games will accomplish, and it should get students kind of excited to move forward with this topic.
Now you're at UW-Green Bay. You're working with college students who very recently were high school students. Do you feel like there is a hunger for knowing more about the civic world around them?
Personally, I think so. I work with a lot of, obviously, political science, public administration majors. But at the same time, when we see students coming out of high school and into college, they tend to be the group of voters that vote less than other groups. And what this does is that it means that they're perhaps not as well represented when it comes to public policies and things like that. So the more we get students to engage in the political process earlier in their lives, the better the chance that they will kind of continue to participate and be involved as they move through kind of their 20s and into later into their life.
Now, when we think of civics education, we think of, you know, the checks and balances, how a bill becomes a law, that sort of thing. I understand you teach history as well as political science. Is that an important part of the story here, too?
Well, yeah, I mean, history is certainly, I mean, our country's history is what kind of defines our current political environment to some degree. So learning kind of what has worked and what has not worked in the past, learning about different groups as they've moved through our country's history, this all kind of culminates in the current political environment that we see today. And you need some understanding of that historical context in order to really grasp, you know, the current events.
Been looking at the positives here. What's the downside if kids don't learn enough about civics, if they don't have that desire to be involved in one way or another? What do we lose as a society?
Well, these students are our next generation of voters and leaders and kind of community, community leaders. So we want them to be well-informed, and we want them even right now to participate so that their voices can be heard in the political process. Because if elected officials aren't really paying much attention, then those needs aren't being met. And as people retire and offices become open, we want these students to run for office and be a part of that process. Local elections especially, there tend to be a lot of uncontested races. And we would like, obviously, a big exchange of ideas at the local level.
Let's bring it home as we wrap up in our last few moments. If there are teachers, students, or administrators listening, can you make the case that they should check out the Wisconsin Civics Games and see what it takes to field a team?
Yeah, I mean, it should be a fun, interactive way to encourage participation in civics. It's being put on, obviously, by the Wisconsin Newspapers Association. High schools, college partners, university partners, and a lot of other high-profile partners across the state. So, I mean, this is something that people are investing quite a bit in, and it should be, I think, a fantastic way to kind of move people into these topics, even if they don't want to major in political science or history or something like that. These topics still matter to them, and they're still important. And it's important to have that knowledge just to be an informed and an active citizen.
David, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.
David Halpab is an associate professor of history at UW Green Bay. He was with us to talk about the importance of civics education ahead of the inaugural Wisconsin Civics Games for high schoolers this year. You can find out more at wisconsincivicsgames.com.